Industrial design students at Iowa State University just spent 2 weeks off-grid in the American Southwest with the goal of learning firsthand what kind of products would be useful in remote locations. Here to tell us more is the teacher of the course, Mark Cargill, and one of the students, Anna Smith. Welcome to the Roadhouse, Mark and Anna.
Hi.
Thank you very much.
I don't know if people can hear me.
Yes, we do hear you, Anna. We hear you, Mark.
Oh,
we've
awesome.
Managed the teleconference now. We're all on the party line. Welcome
cool.
to the Roadhouse. So, Mark,
hey, thanks for having
good to be here.
Yeah, thank you guys both. Mark, I'll start with you as you are the lecturer and leader of this class through Iowa State and the Industrial Design Studio, the off-grid studio. Tell us about this class, Mark, and just what have you been up to?
Right. So every year we are challenged with trying to come up with classes that will expose students to new experiences, new environments, and ways to understand users in a more in-depth way. So many are what we do is we're teaching students how to design products, how to design services that consumers would be using. And one of the things that is always an issue is how to teach that in a way that the students really connect with the users and provide the best products or best services in the best way for the user to get that or to receive that. So this class, we started off thinking about different ways to design items for camping, off-grid living. The purpose of the trip really was to get out there and do it. Some of our students had never camped before. Some of our students had never even really traveled much around the U.S. So that is kind of where it came from. And it felt like a really good way to combine both the travel, the experience, and the design aspects that we're always trying to put together.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm a huge fan of outdoor recreation. I actually manage a campground. And so the opportunity to go camping for credit just sounds like, sign me up. But Anna Smith, you are one of these students. Now, you and I think it was about 13 total students were in the class.
Yep.
Yes, that's right.
It's pretty fun.
Was it that type of opportunity experience? And, you know, I should ask Anna, how did you fall on that spectrum of camping experience? And what did you think of the trip?
It was so awesome. I've actually hiked a lot in my life. I'm also from Minnesota. I'm from Minneapolis. But we'd go up north all the time, like up to Grand Marais and stuff. And I've done like the Superior Hiking Trail. And my parents really love going out to the national park. So I've been super blessed in that area. So I've been hiking a lot, but I've only really camped for like 3 days. So camping for 2 weeks with absolutely like no, you know, access to running water at all times, no bathrooms at all times, was for sure an experience. It was pretty interesting. Not showering for 2 weeks taught me a lot. But yeah, it was really, really a great experience, and it was awesome. I would love to do something like it again. So,
and I take it, Anna, that you're in this industrial design as a major. This is something that you, what, how's your studies? What year are you?
So I'm going to be a junior in industrial design. So this year was really my first year at Iowa State. When we're freshmen, we go through this thing called the core, where we basically take kind of general education design courses, but while we're doing this, we're building a design portfolio, and then I submitted it, and then I got in. So then this last past sophomore year was kind of my first year of industrial design, and it was really awesome, and I really enjoyed myself. In this class, found it like my absolute dream, so I would just love to design for outdoor recreation and stuff, so it was just a great, overall, just amazing experience.
Nice, nice. Lucky, and congrats on making that program. Now, Mark, it sounds like the two-week window was intentional, right? Talk about the time you spent in the wilderness and what effect that had on your class.
Right. So originally we were talking about, with my department chair, doing a week. Students could get out there, camp, and figure out, you know, understand that a little bit. But I really wanted to push it to 2 weeks because a week you can push yourself through without having to face the challenges. Where 2 weeks, things start to get really real. And I wanted the students to face those challenges, face the realities of, hey, I don't have cell phone this week or these 2 weeks. I don't have communication. I don't have running water. I don't have a bathroom. We don't have any food. We've got to cook all of our food. We don't have any place to go. You know, we're responsible for ourselves for these 2 weeks. And that's one of the things I really wanted students to start to realize. And I felt like 2 weeks was a long enough time to get that, to really hit home.
Oh, I completely agree. Like I say, I'm in the biz, and it takes a good 9 or 10 days just to get out of your comfort zone and into the stinky zone. Well, that's fun. It's all fun and dandy. But did you guys gear up for this? I mean, you mentioned you didn't have all the, you know, modern comforts of home, but you must have brought like basic tent and camping equipment, right?
Yeah, we had that. Oh, yeah. And a lot of people brought backpacks, and everyone had like a sleeping mat. So Mark made a list for us before we were on the trip, like of recommendations that we should bring. Recommendations, but also like kind of like you need to bring these, or you will sleep, like it'll be very sufferable for you. So
sure.
Everyone basically brought like exactly what they needed.
The basics.
Mm-hmm.
Swiss Army knife, matches, emergency blanket.
Yeah, for sure.
Love it. Well, what did you find to be missing then? What were some revelations here in the backcountry? What was the first thing you missed? Anna?
I'd say maybe one of the first things that I missed was probably just sleeping really comfortably at night at all times, if that makes sense. Like, I get cold just ridiculously easy. So I would be kind of cold a lot, even though my sleeping bag is meant for 20 degrees. I'd find myself getting cold a lot. I kind of did miss showering, but more so than showering, I missed having clean clothes. That was kind of the hardest part, I'd say, just rewearing. And also, like, my socks smelled miserable. So that was kind of what got me the most, just my socks.
Sure. How about you, Mark? What have sort of insights from your students? What did they tend to notice was most appreciated, perhaps, once you got back on the grid? Or what was most missed?
You know, the showers the day before we headed back, I think, was probably the biggest thrill of the camping experience, was getting those showers after 2 weeks. So I think that was probably one of the biggest things that people missed. Maybe not even realized it while they were out on the trail, but once they got that shower, it was like, wow, you know, feeling good.
Yeah. It feels like luxury, isn't it? Like luxury hot water. You never think of it when you're, it's so convenient, but you're right. That starvation, you know, so hot showers. What about the idea of, you know, instant meals and microwaves and the whole meal preparation, and that had to be a challenge.
You know, honestly, I feel like I didn't have that big of an issue with it. I was, like, having a peanut butter and jelly every single day for lunch really didn't get tired with me. I know a lot of my classmates were sick of it by the end. We had a few classmates where we were able to get to a grocery store at one point, and they actually bought a whole rotisserie chicken because they were so sick of eating the food that we had been eating. But other than that, I feel like everyone was pretty much okay.
Even the lack of ice cream, you know, we joke, it's like you can't go 2 weeks without ice cream in the Southwest.
I was actually able to get some ice cream at one of the lodges.
Oh, nice.
So I wasn't super deprived.
Nice. I knew it. That's why you're so happy, Anna. That's why
it's
so
exactly.
fun. Oh,
yeah.
I love it. Well, we, you know, we rough it up here in Cook County. Anna, you probably know this. We got a lot of backcountry, a lot of remote living. Off-grid living is really a way of life for many, many residents up here.
Mm-hmm.
And you are working on designs now, industrial designs, to make that easier. What, you know, Anna, what are you working on? What came out of this trip?
So me and a group of three other girls, Olivia Morgan, Amy England, and Jenna Sun, we all worked on creating a backpack that we felt could be more versatile and serve more purposes than just being a backpack for, like, extreme backpacking. So we added a lot of parts to it that was detachable. So there's a part that can be detached and become a messenger bag that's also insulated. So you could also have, like, a kind of a cooler on your shoulder, but it's also a purse. So say if you want to go into a more city setting, you can have this messenger bag. We also put a fanny pack on it. So you could have a fanny pack. Because we found a lot of the times on the trip we weren't able to have a lot of, like, things that we wanted right on our hip belt to be like with us, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So we want to design something that'd be more functional. And we also wanted to consider the materials that were being put into the backpacks. These many backpacks are made out of nylon, which is pretty harmful for the environment. So we wanted to focus on that and use things like hemp. There's a really cool company called Econyl, which sells really, really amazing nylon that's recycled actually from fishing nets that have been in the ocean. And then they repurpose them into making like all these different types of nylon. So we just wanted to focus on those things. And we actually ended up creating a pretty cool backpack. So
oh, that's great.
We're happy. Yeah.
That's great. We are speaking with Mark Cargill and Anna Smith. Mark's a lecturer down at Iowa State in the industrial design department and runs perhaps the off-grid studio. I see you guys online. Very nice website. Mark, is this your this off-grid studio, is this your creation?
Yes, it is. I've always loved the Southwest, and I always have joked that it'd be great to take a class there. When I was talking with my department chair about this as an idea, he said, let's do it. Let's go for it. And, you know, summer session is really the only time we can do it because with 2 weeks away from campus, it's hard if their students are in a lot of other classes. So we had to do it this summer, which really works well with Southwest as far as weather and temperatures, which we had a beautiful, beautiful trip. So it wasn't too hot and only a little bit cold at night. So
nice. More trips planned? I would take it. This was a success. What's you doing something next year as well?
Yeah, I think we will. I just got an email earlier this week asking if I was wanting to run it again next summer. It's possible we would look at other locations or go to the same places. You know, it's one of those places it's hard to get tired of.
Sure. Well, so here's my next topic, and it's this idea of industrial design saving us all, you know, saving the day with science and engineering. And Anna, you touched on this with the eco products and nylon that's reusable or sustainable, recyclable. Is that a big push right now in your industry? Is that the focus right now, is to really clean up industrial design, sort of take the plastics out of it?
I would really hope so, honestly, because I mean, we're looking at a pretty grim world at the moment in just terms of everything we use is really, there's a lot of single use out there, you know, single use plastics are huge. And I really hope that we go for more alternatives I know there's biopolymer plastics that we can use that are actually biodegradable. And just making design more thoughtful, you know, just being better thoughtful consumers and like thinking about what we buy and what we purchase and how it can be useful within our everyday lifestyles and making sure that we're not buying things that are just so throwawayable. And that can be totally put on the designer to create better, more thoughtful products so people will keep them and not just, you know, get that really short-term happiness from it and then throw it away like 2 days later. So
oh,
I think that it will be the future. I hope that it will be the future.
Good, good. You know, and the other joke I have in the industry is like the got to get the gear sort of buy or die mentality. You know, you've maybe seen the Portlandia episode where they just gotta go hiking and ends up like 60 pounds of gear. How do you battle that, or what's your attitude towards that?
I totally understand that I'm totally fault to that, because I have been that person before where I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's at REI. I want to go get that. But I just feel like companies need to start pushing for like better clothing and better outdoor apparel that will last longer. Patagonia has a really, really awesome thing that they do called Warren Wear. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's basically like, say you have a Patagonia jacket and you get sick of it or you're just done with it, you can send it to them and you'll actually get credit for their store, and then they'll sell it on their website, Warren Wear, so it's almost like a Patagonia thrift shop. So doing stuff like that, I think, could be really great, because not only does it lower the price of, you know, whatever you want to buy, it also just repurposes the clothing or outdoor gear as well. So I think that's a great idea.
That's right. Now, Mark, let's get back to some of these products your students are coming up with after the trip. Anna touched on her multi-purpose backpack and possibly useful for a wider range of ages. What are some other ideas some of the other students have come up with?
While we were on this trip, we stopped in Flagstaff at a cooler company. They had invited us. They saw our Facebook page about the trip and said, hey, if you're in the area, why don't you stop by? And a lot of the students were inspired by what they were doing. So we had three students work on cooler-type products. One was more of like a chest cooler, and the other two were more of a wearable backpack-type cooler system. We had a student work on a the dry bag that would allow you to do multiple things with it, carry water. It was a portable shower. It was also a washing basin for washing your clothes or washing your dishes. It just had multiple uses, so he designed that and made that. Another student made a hiking pole. He had seen some of the hiking poles that people were using, and one of his friends had twisted his ankle and had to get a hiking pole on the trip. And so he designed a new hiking pole that incorporates some pretty cool features, more so than just a pole. So it doubles as a camera mount and an emergency alarm and a flashlight and some other things with that. And then we had another student who was inspired by his water bladder in his backpack that kept leaking every time he went on a hike. So he designed a new water carrying system for backpacks. And then another student, he was the one who bought the rotisserie chicken when we happened to stop by a grocery store. He designed a backcountry kitchen kit with a stove and cookware and cutting boards and all this stuff that folds up really nicely that you can just grab and go. More so for car camping, probably not a backpacking camping, but it would be a nice unit to take with you with everything in it.
Nice. Any technology-driven, like solar comes to mind when a lot of these electronics need to be charged? Anybody have some ideas around that and keeping their devices charged without the plugs?
You know, we didn't have anybody take that on, but we did have one student bring a solar charger.
Yeah, I was going to say, one of our students did, or one of my classmates.
Yeah, he cheated, huh?
Yeah.
Everybody was getting with Brian to get their notifications, it sounds like. Oh, fun. Was there cell service throughout the backcountry, or were you guys like no data zones?
There were times when we'd hit places where there was service, but I remember going 3 days where I had absolutely like no service at all. And I was just praying that my mom didn't think that I was dead because I usually call her like every day. So, but we really never had a lot of access to it. So it was always very limited, but there was one, I do remember like 3 day stretch where it was just absolutely no access to phones.
Well, that'll get you thinking. that was the intent. Mark, you did well there. Mark Cargill is the lecturer and thinker down at Iowa State. He runs the Off-Grid Studio. His industrial design's a specialty. He took 13 students back country camping in the American Southwest earlier this month. It looked like late May to early June. 14 days in the wilderness to get these students a taste of off-grid living and innovation. And we've been speaking with Mark and Anna Smith, one of the students, and it sounds like some great products coming. What is the process then for bringing, like, for example, Anna, your backpack, to bringing it to production? You obviously need to find a distributor or manufacturer. All of that is yet to come, I would assume.
In my kind of wildest dreams, all of that is yet to come. I would love for that to happen, and it would be really great, which it totally could be a possibility, but getting that to actually happen could actually be pretty difficult. We've been entered into this pitch competition at the Iowa State Fair, where we'll be showing our product and giving more information on it and basically selling it. And I could see something coming from that where we could possibly get it manufactured. But what we have at the moment, it looks like a kind of beautiful backpack, but it's more of just a prototype. But we're going to, in the next month, we're going to keep improving on it and actually probably rebuild our backpack and make it more pristine, I guess you'd say.
Sure. Well, good things take time, Anna, and I'm sure you'll take it from a concept to an idea, or from the idea to the concept to the prototype. You've got a lot of work ahead of you. Luckily, it sounds like a great studies there down at Iowa State in the industrial design studio of Mark Cargill. Thanks, you guys, both for your time on the Roadhouse tonight. Makes me want to go camping.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I want to go to the Southwest.
Thank you so much.
Great parks you chose.
I want to go up to Grand Marais.
Well, we're ready for you. Thanks, you guys. Have a great weekend, a great summer.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
Take care.